Chapter 4, Ulceration. This kind of disease means that there is a constant soreness in the soul. The disposition suffers from inflammation. There are places where the spirit is abnormally tender. Consequently, the character is angular. Rarely is anything right. Trifling things cause chafing. Those designed to please too often irritate. Ecclesial activities bring aggravation instead of joy. The opportunity to criticize is never missed. In innocent words, some guilt is discovered. The innocuous is made to be injurious. The willing heart is labeled froward. Service is measured as self-esteem. The fear of change becomes a phobia. Every new thought is suspect. The ecclesial temperature is always low. The meeting is cold. The truth is going to the dogs. Ulceration is rarely discovered by self-diagnosis. A man's best friends can tell him, but too often the advice is regarded as an insult instead of a help. The treatment will not be self-administered. It will have to be applied by others. A man with a chip on his shoulder is a man with a burden. He needs succor, support, and sympathy. Blunt shock treatment may occasionally succeed, but usually it does not. Men being what they are, the best treatment is the ministry of burning coals, repaying angularity with things which are opposite. For hardness, gentleness. For suspicion, openness. For coldness, warmth. Nothing heals ulceration like a loving spirit. Kindness is a balm to the soul. Sympathy soothes the soreness. People rarely complain about themselves. Nothing halts criticism like involvement. The worst thing for ulceration is the armchair. It is the place where thinking turns into brooding. Brooding breeds resentment. Resentment is like a child. It grows with nursing. Sometimes the effect of armchair resentment can be counted in round figures. Activity is good for the soul and body. Give the critic a job. The treatment must be specialized. Here is divine wisdom. Consider one another, to provoke unto love and to good works. That means that every person is an individual. The thing which suits one is wrong for another. One man's succor may be another man's subversion. Healing ulceration is a matter of discernment. The things which provoke one person to love and good works may not be effective in another. The method must match the disposition of the individual. Jesus once said to his disciples, "I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." There may be a point at which a method of treatment becomes unbearable for the time being. Therefore, use tact, sympathy, and sanctified common sense. Take time. Have patience. Rushing multiplies risking. Do not lose heart. You may have to settle for alleviation instead of cure. Soft water alters the shape of hard stones, but not overnight. Newborn people are still affected by old influences. Consider one another. Ulceration usually has three levels: mild, chronic, acute. It is easily detectable in others, almost imperceptible in oneself. Anyone who has a suspicion about his soul's health might do well to ask his friends.